At today's Hillsborough County Commission meeting, the board decided to temporarily halt enforcement of residential backflow prevention violations. 8 Sun City Center residents spoke in favor of the county suspending enforcement. Many of the residents who spoke had received notices of violation because they do not have backflow valves that prevent the lake water they pump for irrigation from contaminating the drinking water supply. Expensive backflow pumps are required, even at houses where the two water systems are not connected with each other, said Joyce Nodland, president of the North Lake Association.
I use my home or use an auxiliary watering system for irrigation like many of the lake residents do, and to my knowledge, none of them have any cross connection to the public water supply. But I'm not here to tell you why I don't think the valves are unnecessary. I'm here to explain why I don't think it's equitable to ask individual homeowners to pay for the cost of installing these backflow valves in the first place.
Sun City Center resident David Brown told the commission that he thinks the backflow valves could be easy targets for vandals or people looking to cause harm through the county's drinking water system.
When some pranksters, like those kids that drilled the ammonia pipe in Riverview, put a deadly chemical directly into the drinking water supply through the valve in my front yard that you have forced me to buy and install, do I suddenly become liable as a defendant because of the location and ownership of the valve?
A backflow pump requirement has been challenged in Palm Beach County, which is one reason why Paul Vanderplug, the county's director of water resource services, recommended suspending enforcement.
With your concurrence, I will delay implementation of any changes to the backflow program for 1 year till October 1st of 09, which will be the FY10 program, and I will communicate with DEP to gain concurrence for us citing deficiencies we find without taking any further administrative action.
The board voted unanimously to delay enforcement of residential backflow prevention violations until October 1st, 2009. Commissioner Al Higginbotham asked county staff for a report about federal funds available for affordable housing. Bill Armstrong is the county's interim director of affordable housing.
Commissioner, we're in the process of getting information from HUD on the rules that are still being made with respect to this legislation that has been passed. And we'd be prepared to provide a report back at your September 4th meeting with as much as we know at the time. We're looking forward to be able to work this to help the community and some of our low-income people out.
During public comment, David McAllister, a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, suggested that the so-called Hillsborough Veterans Memorial Park should be promoted as a tourist attraction. It's the site near I-4 and I-75 where his group plans to fly a giant Confederate battle flag. McAllister said there are two other tourist attractions in the county where a different flag is flown. One is the Seminole Indian Reservation, and the other is Ybor City's Jose Marti Park.
Now, this is not like any other park, actually, but has been deeded to and is owned by the Cuban government and is arguably part of Cuba, not the United States. I know that the Cuban community is a bit divided over who cares for the park, but I just mentioned this as another place where a different flag is flown and it's not controversial. Both Jose Marti Park and the Seminole Reservations are positive tourist elements featured in all the brochures about Hillsborough County and Tampa.
The board also approved a budget amendment to appropriate $2.1 million to increase the budget for the court-related technology fund by taking the money out of the countywide general fund. A supermajority vote was required. It passed 6-0. Commissioner Al Higginbotham was absent for the vote. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.